My name is Sue Kennedy from the Author Academy and Sue Kennedy Publishing. Today in the studio we have the amazing Jennifer Navin. How are you, Jen? It's so good to have you here.
I'm good, thank you, Sue.
Fantastic. So I just want to talk a little bit about your book today. So firstly, what would you like to just share with us what your book is about?
It's about my daughter's 6 years of life and her journey, and how she made our family whole.
Awesome. Okay. So, do you want to just tell us a little bit about why you wanted to write this book? Mm.
I wanted to write this book to probably honour Danica, to show that even though she was disabled, even though that she spent 6 years on with us, her life meant a lot to us as a family, and her life meant a lot to many other people in her life.
Beautiful. Okay, so now I just wanted to find out how you actually felt once you finished writing your book.
I didn't finish writing this book until probably the middle of this year, so June.
And how did it feel once you actually finished writing?
It felt incredibly peaceful. I was finally at peace with the whole situation. It doesn't mean to say that I've put her away. Danica will always be with us. It just means that after 30 years of putting the manuscript away, digging it out, putting a bit more into it, putting it away again, I have finally finished it. It's out there. I have reconciled a lot of questions. I understand a lot more about why she died. So that's incredibly peaceful.
That's amazing, yeah. We do find that a lot of people, once they do write a story like yours, because we all have a wounded story within us, and being able to talk about it is one thing, but to be able to then write about it, I think is just a whole new level of healing. So that's what I find with a lot of the authors that come through. It wasn't
so much a case of healing per se. When you think of healing, you think of closure. Something heals, something closes. It was more of a reconciliation with a lot of feelings that I had. I have healed a lot of things, but there are certain things that will never be healed and are never meant to be healed. But you come to terms. You come to terms with the situation. You come to understand, and all of that makes you stronger and able to help other people.
Yeah.
So part of the reason I initially wrote the book was to try and work out how I was feeling, how I was coping. I use the written word to get my feelings out. I'm not really great at vocalising my feelings. I use the written word because it's black and white. It's something you can read back and it's just there all the time. So I wrote the story, and there were times when I'd pick it up and I would write stuff to help me get through a really bad patch that we were having. So putting it all together, it's come to, I feel, it could be useful for other parents going through a similar sort of situation.
Oh, no, definitely.
That we went through.
Yeah.
So it's morphed into a bit of a, I'd like to think, a bit of a self-help book. And I kept thinking, if I'd had something like this to read when I was doing the journey with Danica, I think it would have been a lot easier, because you realise that you're not Robinson Crusoe and your feelings are not mad. You're not mad feeling the way you're feeling. And yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel, whatever way that light's going to come to you, but there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm. Fantastic. Okay, so how did you feel when you finally got your book and held it in your hands for the very first time?
I was just blown away. because it was like the first manuscript, it was handwritten on A4 paper, and it was just, I thought that was pretty good. And then I realised, I mean, over a 30-year period, you morph it into more modern stuff. And when I took what I thought was a pretty damn good manuscript to the writing class for the first time, and then to have to be told, you've got to do this and you've got to do that and pull it apart. So to have that book, and it was the heart, that last process of actually writing the book, not writing the book, of getting the book published with all that involved, that was harder than what I'd written before. So having it there, and it was just amazing. I'd actually published a book, which I have wanted to do for I don't know how long, a long time. I've always wanted to write a book. So it was just amazing.
It's a very special feeling.
Oh, very special.
I feel it every time one of you guys publish. It's just as amazing. If I've given birth.
Yeah, it's harder than giving birth, believe me. Much harder than giving birth.
Oh, it's awesome. Okay, yeah. So what would you say to someone who is thinking of writing a book or sharing their story?
If you really want to do it, you will do it. Nobody can tell you you've got to do it. It's something that's got to come from you, from your heart, from your being, and it's something that you want to do. And from my perspective, I did it for me and for Danica, because I wanted her short life to mean something. So it's just a personal thing. If you want to write it, take up the pen, get a piece of paper and just start, and it comes. It just does come. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. So how has the book helped you as far as healing your wounded story? I mean, you did touch on that a little bit earlier.
I think the biggest thing that it's helped me with is understanding why Danica died when she did. Because even though she was born and she was born with a disability, and that disability was pretty significant, she was healthy, and we did not expect her to pass away when she did. And the reason, we did not expect her to pass away when she did. So it was always there, why? And I suppose that's been at the back of my mind for, since the day she died. You go through the five steps of grieving, and I was angry. And I was angry at her, because the day she died, we were just about to start the extension for her, for the house, for her purpose-built bedroom and bathroom, and literally, yeah, the day that she died, that was when we were going to turn the first sod. And it was just, and we'd got her into a great school, and she was having a wonderful time, and I was in hospital for surgery, and we were hoping to have another child, but that's why I was in hospital. So we were planning another child for Ashley. It was just, why did she die? Why did she have to die? And it was when you, Sue, said, what did Danica give to you? And it was like, whoa, well, what did she give to me? And I realised that she not only gave us 6 years of wonderful happiness and joy and love, and that's not to say there weren't the bad times, my God, there were some horrible times during those 6 years, but that's part of what it was. You just do what you have to do and you live with it, but the good times outweighed the bad times, I can certainly say that. But on her death, she gave us that time. She gave us that time that we could, Shane and I could parent Ashley and Kelsey, who came along afterwards, as parents of normal siblings, without having to worry about the needs of Danica. So we had the time. She gave us the time to be husband and wife, and just that special time you need without having to worry about Danica. She gave us the space. She gave me the time to be able to relook at, well, my career and to do further studies and broaden my nursing practice. And then that's what she gave us. She gave to Ashley incredible understanding of disabilities and empathy. And then for herself, and this was really important, I realised that she chose that time to die, to free herself from that little body that was so tortured, so that she could just run free and talk. That's what she gave. So what is meant to be is meant to be, but that's not to say that you still, it's not to say, and somebody said to me the other day, one of my colleagues at work said, have you Have you balanced up? Have you sort of come to terms or reconciled the reasons of the disability, which go back to a traumatized birth that needn't have happened? And I said to him, no, I never will. And I never will. And writing this book, I feel that that's okay to feel that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's never ever going to completely.
No, it never will. No. It never will, no. And that's the way it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's okay.
But did you find, though, writing about it did give you a release? I know that it's never going to completely heal that wound, but it gave you a bit of a release.
I suppose over 30 years, putting bits and pieces down and pulling it out and then getting it up and thinking, I've got to get this on the computer, I've got to get the modern terminology, it's not handicapped anymore, it's disability and all of that, and you revisit. So each time you revisit the certain circumstances and whatever and adding bits to it, yes, every little bit you're healing a little bit further. Yeah. So you're right, it's certainly healed, and now that I've got it there, I'm still flipping through it. And I probably will until the day I die.
Yeah.
You keep referring back to it. And just the responses that I get from family, it's great. But the real ones, they're all important. But the ones that I get excited about people that do not know us personally, and they're reading the book and they go, wow. That's good.
Yeah.
So,
that's
what I'm excited about, because I think, well, if they're saying wow, well then it's got something there that will be able to help other families.
Oh, definitely has.
Yeah, and students. And
so I believe that what you're going to do with your book is to actually help other families. That are going, and there are, unfortunately, it's very sad to say that. You know, there are people going through, you know, having children with cerebral palsy, and there will be people in the future, unfortunately, have to go through that as well. It's not something that's going to fix overnight.
No. I went on the website the other day, Cerebral Palsy Alliance, and it's got pictures, and it just photos and that of babies, and it's still going to happen.
Sadly,
it will happen for whatever reason. But thankfully, the technology and the medical interventions are getting better and better. And there's only good stuff out there for these children. So my book, even though it's... Danica was born in 1982, and when she was diagnosed, we were on the cusp of all this new technology, new understanding about cerebral palsy, new therapies, whatever. So even though what she was doing was at the forefront back in the 80s, what we were doing with her was at the forefront in the 80s, the basis never changes. The basic needs of these children never change. So, yes, I'd like to think that my book will help people today.
Yeah, oh, it definitely will. No, that's amazing. I mean, of course, I've read the book and I think it's amazing. it is. It's going to help so many people. It really, and just as you said, it's going to help them to also know that they're not alone, that they're not going crazy. It's, other people are and have and will go through the same thing.
Yeah.
But at least it's going to, be a bit of a guidance for them, just knowing that there's some help out there for them. So it's fantastic.
And for people in the health profession, nurses, even medical students. I think reading a book, a personal story, biography, whatever, of a circumstance, it gives you an insight into what it really is like for a family.
Exactly.
With and any sort of medical issue.
And also, but the way you, in the book, shared what happened, to me, for first year medical students as well as nurses, it's, they can then take that on as, like a preventative, if that's the right word to use, to help perhaps stop someone else having a child with cerebral palsy. So that in itself is a huge accomplishment. Mm. Okay, so is there anything else you would like to add before we go?
No, I don't think so. Just thank you very much for this opportunity.
You're welcome.
And the book's out there.
It is. So the book is called Riding the Rainbow, and it's available on Amazon and also from Jen's website, which is www.jennifernaven.com.au. Oh, no, it's not .com. It's not .au. It's just .com.
.com.
It is just .com. Apologies. So, yes, it is available. So, and if you've got any questions, let us know. We're happy to answer them. But I just want to say how proud I am of you, and you've done an amazing job with the book. And just the fact that it's going to help so many people.
Mm.
I love that. So thank you so much for your time today, Jen.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a lovely day. And thank you, everyone listening.